Good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Daily Inspirations this morning. This is Brother John. This morning I want to read from John chapter 14. Here are some verses that just have been really blessed with. We know in John chapter 3, verse 16, a very popular verse, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But here in John chapter 14, gives a little bit different twist to it. And I'm going to read here, starting in verse 20 of John chapter 14. It says, "At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." And so he's saying here, you know, when we as born-again believers, we have the commandment of God living in us and keep them, it says, he is that loveth me. And then it turns it around, "And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him." So Jesus is saying, when we keep his commandments and we love him, then the Father will love us. And he also says, "And I, Jesus, will love him and will manifest myself to him." Judas saith unto him, verse 22, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words," and notice the next phrase, "and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." So Jesus is saying here that our Father's love is conditional. It is conditioned upon how we keep his words and how we love him. And he says, you know, if we love him, he says, my Father, if we love God, he says, my Father will love that person that loves God, and we, the Father and Jesus, will come unto him and make our abode with him. And so he gives a condition here on who he will make his abode with. It's that person who will keep his words and love him, and then the Father in return will love him. Verse 24, "He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present." You know, we live in a world where people say, "God loves me no matter what I do." You know, the scripture says, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" You know, he says he makes his abode. Jesus makes his abode with those that keep his word and love him. And then in return, the Father will love him. Yes, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. But you know, John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him." See, God commended his love towards us. He did everything in his power. He showered his love upon the world for the sinners. But does that mean that he loves their evil ways? No, he does not. You know, he comes and lives and makes his abode with them that love him and will keep his words. And so this morning I just want to lay out that question, the challenge before each one that hears this. Do you keep his words? You know, Jesus said in the last day, many will come and say, "Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done many wonderful works in your name? Have we not even cast out demons in your name? What did Jesus tell them? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so God, in return, loves those who love him and keep his word. You know, when we keep his word, that's how we show God that we love him. We're not hypocrites for keeping his word, but we truly love him and we keep his word. And so this morning, I encourage you, don't stray from the word, but keep the word of God. You know, in 1 John, he tells the young men, ye are strong because the word of God abides in you. And so, you know, when the word of God abides in us, we are keeping his word. We are walking in his word. We are being led by the Spirit of God. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, love God with all your heart and keep his word, and God will love you. Thank you for listening, and we'll close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which is truth, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you. We bless you for it. Help us, Lord, to go forth this day to walk in your word and keep your word. And Lord, we just pray that as we do so, you shower your love upon us, Father, by sending the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to guide us and comfort us, Lord. We look to you and we love you and we thank you for everything you have done for us in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.